Hopping the Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now to talk more about Black Restaurant Week. He is also the co-founder, along with Feed the Soul, is Derek Robinson. Derek, what's going on today?
Nothing much, man. I hope everybody's hungry.
Man, I know people are hungry, and they definitely hungry to support Black restaurants this week. Going on to the 24th, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's been an amazing time out in Kansas City, being able to highlight some amazing spots out that way and Kansas City, man. Like, you know, Lounge 42, Jada Babies, Casey Cajun, Casey Mac and Go. Love is Key. Some really great spots out there, man, that has really been showing up in the Kansas City area.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what have you been hearing so far about Black Restaurant Week? What people have been saying to you?
They love the platform, man. So since we got started with Black Restaurant Week, just being able to highlight these amazing culinary, innovative businesses in their rightful areas has just been just that much more impactful. Just so thankful for, you know, sponsors like Spire Energy that has allowed these amazing restaurants to be a part of our platform. And, you know, when traditional restaurant weeks come around, they have to put in some type of registration fee. But these restaurants, we ask them, it's a free to participate. To be a part of the program, and just folks just really enjoy it. The consumers enjoy it. They're like, oh, well, now I have a new list of restaurants to try.
Yeah.
And this is also a good time for these restaurants to flex on the consumers, being able to showcase what they're able to do, not only just feed the family for that particular moment, but if they have any kind of catering opportunities, a food truck, et cetera, being able to feed them not only for that particular time or during the designated campaign, but also throughout their organization events and, you know, company events, anything they may want to do. It's a good time for to tap into this good, amazing array of restaurants.
No doubt. And how many restaurants did tap into you, Derek, for this event?
I think about 25 in the Kansas City. Yeah, man. We're able to participate.
And different flavors. That's the thing, too. It's not just going to get chicken and collard greens and then like that. It's like different varieties, different sweets, just different food.
Yeah, man, that's what we love to do with Black Restaurant. We can just be able to highlight. I know we have our staples like Gates Barbecue. They're holding it down out there in Kansas City, in the area. You also have Franny West African cuisine, and you also have Soiree State and Oyster House and Mr. Dips Cookies and Sweets and Treats. So we have a thing for everybody to enjoy all across the table.
No doubt. And for those who don't know much about Feed the Soul, tell them about that real quick, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely. So Black Restaurant Week is a marketing awareness campaign, just being able to highlight restaurants in the Kansas City and nationwide. And again, these restaurants are not only just tapped in into the local network, but also our nationwide network. So when we do have opportunities outside of just these campaigns, which is more than just a week, that's our theme. We work with different entities like NASCAR, Disney, things like that nature. We definitely tap in to these restaurants to participate in those opportunities. And so outside of that, Feed the Soul Foundation was actually created during COVID in a way to support these restaurants with a strength of business development support. A lot of restaurants, we do see a need for them to really strengthen their business. And some of those restaurants are able to not only get a $10,000 injection, but also 6 months of business development support. And actually, one of our 2021 grant recipients, Gigi's Vegan, which is also participating in this particular Black Restaurant Week campaign this year, was one of the recipients. She's, of course, she's a woman, woman in a Black-owned eatery in Kansas City. And they've just done an amazing job being a part of the foundation. And so we're super excited. And again, since we've done the foundation, we've been able to put in over $20,000 into the entire city.
Wow, that's lovely to hear right there, Derek. All right, so if they want more information about what's going on for the remainder of this week, where can they go to?
Absolutely. So go to blackrestaurantweeks.com. There's a designated Kansas City tab under the Midwest tab on Black Restaurant Weeks that folks can be able to see all the restaurants that are participating in Kansas City this year. So we're super excited. So make sure you guys are tagging us on everything that's out there, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We definitely want to see you guys having a great, amazing time. We'll definitely repost you all on our social media as well, too. But we're so excited to be in Kansas City again, to be able to highlight these amazing restaurants.
All right. Make sure you get out there and support the restaurants for the remainder of this week. Derek, thank you for your time. I appreciate you, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. You too.